midway point of the season in the NTT IndyCar Series as IndyCar heads back to Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for the 40th edition of the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio, presented by the 2023 Accord Hybrid. And it's clear that Alex Palou has made a strong push to pick up his second NTT IndyCar Series championship. The Spaniard is 74 points up after eight races, leading a strong effort by Chip Ganassi Racing with three drivers in the top five in points. Palou, clearly the hottest driver in the series right now with three wins in the last four races. This weekend, he's in the number 10, the American Legion Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing. And Alex joins us this afternoon. Hey, Alex. Certainly on a roll right now. Hey, man. Certainly on a roll right now. How good does it feel to get this momentum going like this?
Oh, yeah. It feels amazing. I mean, you said it. Three wins in the last four races. It's just feeling like we're, I don't know, just getting everything that we have. We had, obviously, really fast cars throughout all the year. And we were able to maximize and get those wins that we were maybe lacking last year. So yeah, hopefully it doesn't stop here. Hopefully we can keep it going. We have a couple of races now coming up that we were really strong last year as well, and we feel very confident. So yeah, hopefully we can add some more wins this year.
And yeah, you've had a couple, well, you only had a couple of shots at Mid-Ohio, but in the last 2 years, what, a second and a third, so a couple of podiums there. All that's left is a win at this point. What is it about Mid-Ohio that you really like?
It was my first IndyCar test there. So my first IndyCar test was at Mid-Ohio. I like it. It's a really short track and really tight. Like, you cannot really breathe a lot, but it's amazing. I mean, it just feels very, very nice, especially Sector 2, Sector 3 area. So, yeah, I don't know. I like it. As I said, it's extra special because it was my first test there, and we had good cars the last couple of years, so hopefully we can try and improve it a little bit more and get one step higher than what we did last year.
There you go. Well, you've done that the last couple of years, so we'll see what happens this coming Sunday at Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. Let's go ahead and open it up for questions. Again, if you have a question, hit the virtual raised hand button, and we'll begin right there in Columbus with Tim May from Letterman Row. Hey, Tim. You're on mute.
Yeah, I forgot to hit unmute.
There you go.
You're the first or you're last, the way I go, or you're muted. Hey, Alex, you know, talk a little bit more. I remember asking you after Detroit, man, this role you're on, this wave, you know, and this wave just keeps – does it feel like you're riding a wave that's getting bigger, or is it getting more treacherous? You know what I'm talking about with the success you've had the last month and a half, really?
Yeah, I would say it's getting bigger, but at the same time, we don't – I just think that everything is working really good for us now. I feel like we were as strong as we are now at the beginning of the season, but we had some up and downs during the races. Like Long Beach was a clear example where we were running in the top four, got caught up on an accident, dropped back to like 15th and still finished P5. So yeah, our performance was already there. It's just that we are able to get the results and just get clean weekends, which is not really easy to do very often in IndyCar. But yeah, I feel like we have momentum. Momentum in motorsports matters a lot for driver confidence, team confidence, mechanics confidence, everybody. Once you get the win, you just like you are asking for more and more. So it just gets better and better. So hopefully we can, as I said, keep it on the wave, keep the wave big or even bigger, and hopefully we can continue having some success.
Yeah, it's a hell of a surfboard you're riding. I wanted to ask you, though, you know, and you're going to get this question every week, maybe you already got it last week. When does it turn into a more thinking about the points race than the race, or does it ever get that way for you? You understand what I'm saying? With a big lead like you've got now, I mean, it's about halfway through the year, it's pretty formidable, but where do you start drawing the line, or do you start playing defensive already right now, or how does that work?
No. If it was another series, maybe, yeah, you could try and just finish where you need to finish, but in IndyCar, you can't. So honestly, I don't really know. It depends. I think in 21, it was at Portland that I started thinking. So it was like two races to go when I started thinking about the championship. Obviously, when you're leading the championship, you think about the championship, right? Because on all the interviews, they ask you about it. But driving on a different way, I would say only on the last race, it was in the 21 year where we drove a little bit under the limit to try and secure points. So yeah, I don't expect to think about securing points until the last race or the last couple of races. And I think we should keep it that way. We should try and score more points, get even a bigger gap. And the best way to do that is by winning races, by thinking about
one of the quickies. Yeah. And one other quickie, Mid-Ohio, it looks like, you know, obviously it's key to be out front if you can be, right? I mean, or up there. Just how vital is qualifying on Saturday from your vantage point? I mean, I think it's an obvious answer, right?
Yeah, it's huge in Mid-Ohio, but at the same time, I don't think it's everything. We saw, I think, Power last year that started in the back, had an accident and dropped to the last, but made it back at Mid-Ohio. So you have different strategies. If you have cleaner, you can make some advantages by being short on strategy, being a bit longer. So that's the beauty of IndyCar, that yes, qualifying matters a lot and it helps you a lot if you have a fast car, but if you have a fast car and you are not starting on the right position, you can still make up ground.
Thank you, man.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Let's go to Jack Binion from the race. Hey, Jack.
Thanks, Dave. Hi, Alex. Just wanted to ask how the Iowa test went. I guess it definitely wasn't your, you know, the worst place for you to go last year, but probably you wouldn't pick it out as being one of your best either. So was the test a good step forward for you? I know you're in the top five in times, but I guess it's much more important at the test in terms of times, looking at the tire deck and stuff like that. So how did it go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, last year was one of the worst weekends for me personally, not for the team though. I remember it was quite exciting for the team. But yeah, I struggled quite a lot there. Even in 2020, my first year in IndyCar, and then last year quite a lot. And being a double header, obviously it's a lot worse because it's double points, let's say, on the same weekend. But honestly, the test was good. We worked a lot on our tire deck, long runs, because yeah, Iowa is good if you can start P1, but if you have tire deck like we had, like I had, especially on my car, last year, you go from third to ninth in one stint, which is what happened. But yeah, I learned a lot on how to drive it better, how to get more confident. I think we made the right step. You always want more, you always want to be leading a test, especially if big competitors are not there and they are missing. So we know that they're going to be up there, Penske's and McLaren's. Still, it was good. It was positive. We learned some stuff, and hopefully that gives us some indications on how to make another step before the race.
It's probably a pretty Alex Blow thing to say that it was your worst weekend last year and you still finished one of the races in sixth, so it can't have been that bad. But I guess the weekend is a doubleheader, like you said. How much sort of, I know you don't put pressure on yourself in this sense, but how important do you think it is to go in with a strong gap there, knowing how good some of your rivals are going to be at Iowa and how that was one of your most difficult weekends last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be important. It's going to help. But I think it's also an opportunity for us to make even a bigger gap. I mean, nobody expected us to be fighting for the race at Texas this year because we've been struggling so much the past 2 years. And we were fighting right there. So I would say the same for Detroit. It was a great opportunity for us to make a bigger difference there. So yeah, we expect Iowa to be tough. So just imagine if it's not tough and we can fight for the race, it would be amazing. So yeah, I'm not really worrying too much about the points that I can win or lose in Iowa. We could win Mid-Ohio and Toronto now, and then yeah, you don't really care too much about what happens to in Iowa. But honestly, I want to do really good. I'm still not thinking about Iowa too much, but I want to do great. I want to keep on improving my oval racing. I want to keep on fighting for those races. I think we had a great show in Texas, and I expect having a similar race, a similar battles in Iowa. So, yeah. And on top of that, if we win that race, I think we get a big check for the team, for American Legion, and for myself. So that's another motivation to try and do it very good there.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. To an old friend, Clay Hall, ABC6 in Columbus. Hey, Clay, go ahead.
Dave, thanks so much. Good to see you, man. Hope IndyCar is treating you well. Alex, thank you for the time. The thing, I've been here quite a while, and I always hear every year about Mid-Ohio is the physical demands, the 13 or 14 turns. Does it make you work a little harder than other tracks, or no?
Yeah, I mean, the issue at Mid-Ohio is that you have corners that are back-to-back, really tight, really high speed, and you don't really have too much time to breathe. So, yeah, it's very physical for everybody, especially the race. We expect that it's going to be quite humid and very warm. So, yeah, it's physical, but I think it's good. I mean, if you're in a good shape, maybe you can make a bigger difference by the end of the race. So, yeah, hopefully we are right there. Hopefully we can survive and be strong to fight for the end.
Do you like to be that guy with the target on your back because you are?
Absolutely.
You're hot right now?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Fantastic. See you this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. Good to see you, my friend. Hey, let's go to Bruce Martin from Forbes and NBC. Bruce, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. There's so much time is put into the precision of getting the right setup, and then we may have the prospect of some sessions being in rain, maybe even the race having some rain in it. How drastically different are the setups between optimal conditions and a rain tire setup that you guys really don't get a lot of time on?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be tough, honestly, both for if we start on wets and then suddenly we have to qualify on dries, and the opposite as well. So I think, unfortunately, we don't really have a lot of practice on the wet. So I think everybody's, let's say, guessing a little bit, both for what the car needs and what the driver needs from a wet setup. But everybody's on the same scenario. So, yeah, I led that to the engineers. I remember in the GP last year where we started on wets, there were some cars that were a bit more set up for the wet conditions and they were flying. But as soon as it dried, they started to get slower. So yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting weekend for sure. And hopefully we're on the right side of setups though.
Although you're from Spain, you live in the United States. What does the 4th of July weekend mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's very special. It was very special since the beginning because, obviously, first time that I got to celebrate 4th of July, you can see everybody being happy and just celebrating. I have a good sight thing from my terrace where every time they throw millions of fireworks, which is pretty cool. But on top of that, since being a part of the American Legion, it's even more special. So, yeah, I love it. Cannot wait to celebrate, to sit here on my terrace and enjoy those fireworks. But yeah, it's a fun thing that we don't get to experience in Spain, obviously.
And as far as your favorite 4th of July food, would I be right in assuming it would be chicken on the grill, or do you just say that for being fried chicken?
No, honestly, I don't really recall eating the same thing the past 2 years. Maybe we can change that by winning during the weekend. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Charles Bradley, motorsport.com. Go ahead, Charles.
Thank you, Dave. Alex, you've had a heck of a month. I mean, with Detroit, little trip to Europe and then Road America. Obviously, before Road America, you tested McLaren's F1 car in Hungary. How is that program helping you develop as a driver? Obviously, you're operating at a very high level at the moment. Is this elevating even further?
Thank you, Charles. I don't know. It's always tough to say. I would say yes for what I feel. I think it's always great when you can, as a driver, be driving whatever that has four wheels and an engine. So I, especially if it's a really fast car and you have so many people working and overseeing what you're doing with the car, talking like engineers. So they are very picky on the way you drive, obviously. So they are pushing you on how to drive, which is really good on terms of driver development, honestly. It's like you go there and they are teaching you how to brake. So it's great, especially not being too familiar with a car, which I'm still learning how to drive it properly. And it's great for pushing myself. And then obviously it changes a lot the way I drive. You have to drive an F1 or an Indy car, but still the process and the method and the work ethic, I think it carries on, and you always learn some tools that you can carry into IndyCar. So it's been working so far. I love it. I don't expect having any more testing before our season ends. It's always good to have some track time.
And just speaking about the season ending, when do you think you'll be able to tell us where you'll be racing next year?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. That day will come. That day will come maybe in 2 months, three, four, I don't know. Maybe once the season is over, or maybe later. We'll see. But that day will come and it'll be exciting, I guess.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Eric Smith, Race Review Online. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Alex, you kind of mentioned this wave of momentum you're on. Have you ever had a chance or a time in your career you've had this much confidence going into these race weekends with these results you're stacking up?
I would say yes, but not with the importance that obviously being an IndyCar has. So I remember probably 2012 in go-karts. It was a great year for me. We were battling every single weekend with Callum Ilott, George Russell, and some others, but it was every weekend, and it was awesome. And I would say in Super Formula, once we passed the first three or four races and I got used to the car and more comfortable, I think it was a similar scenario. But as I said, it wasn't as important or as tough, I would say, as IndyCar is. I would say it's the best moment of my racing career so far, for sure.
And